Track 2, page 33.
Hi, Athena. You look preoccupied. Is anything bothering you these days?
Hi, Jesse. I've been thinking about a lot of stuff.
But I thought you were doing so well in school.
In fact, I've been doing great. School's not the problem.
Then what is it?
I've been seriously considering doing some humanitarian work.
So have I, but with going to school full-time and working part-time, it's not that easy. But aren't you already volunteering at one of the homeless shelters?
Yes, but it's been with local services in our city. I wish I could be useful to people in developing countries. They're in desperate need of assistance.
Don't you think that helping the needy in our country is sufficient? You don't need to go far away. Just look at our city. There's homelessness, malnutrition, violence, drug use, and illiteracy everywhere. In my opinion, people in other countries are already being helped enough by different organizations and governments, as well as the United Nations.
Those organizations require constant funding and support. We all wish we could do something to help when we see young children dying from disease and hunger, but not too many people actually do much about it.
How safe is it to work in those countries? In my opinion, if you're really serious about doing this, it's best to travel with a well-known agency or charity. I don't want you to be in danger.
Neither do I. That's why I've already done some research. In fact, I've met a girl who said I can get training in international relief and development. There are courses in health, safety, and security. There's still a lot of research I have to do before deciding. Not all humanitarian organizations will let you choose where to go.
Where are you thinking of going?
I wish I could go to Tanzania.
Tanzania? Why not a place like Cuba or Haiti? They're much closer.
I wouldn't mind going to Cuba either. I would have a chance to work side by side with local communities which need access to healthcare, education, and social services. At the same time, I would have the opportunity to work with local organizations. I only wish I spoke better Spanish.
So do I, but that's only because I have a girlfriend who comes from Ecuador. Anyway, doing what you want to do is very challenging. In fact, I don't think it's an easy task at all.
Neither do I. Did you know that 22,000 children die each day due to poverty? I don't understand how we can ignore such poverty in the world.
Nor do I. But we shouldn't forget about the poor people living closer to home either.